Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of A Midsummer Night's Dream. You know it's summer when there's a new season at the Globe, and if the weather plays its part, as it did on the night I was there, this is a venue with a very special atmosphere. And if there was an extra frisson of expectation this year, that will be down to this being the inaugural production of new artistic director Emma Rice, who previously demonstrated her fearless and unique approach to the job at the Cornwall-based Knee High Theatre. For her first play on the South Bank, Rice has served up a wonderfully bonkers version of possibly Shakespeare's most bonkers play. That's a colourful, vibrant, rowdy, and it has to be said, sometimes chaotic melange featuring Bollywood, Beyoncé, Bowie and George Formby. And there's even a spaceman. From the outset, we know this is going to be no traditional version of the romantic fantasy, with a whole space decorated with giant orbs and a neon sign on stage proclaiming Oberon's line, "Rock the ground." The idea of original practice is further jettisoned, with the real-world characters being a bunch of Hoxton hipsters, and only the fairies in traditional Elizabethan dress, and even that with a twist. While the use of microphones and a more sophisticated lighting system takes us further away from what Globe audiences are used to. Rice plays around with gender as well. Helena becomes Helenus, played by Ankur Bahl, in a gay relationship. Park, played by Katie Owen, is a stroppy teenager in glittery trainers, and Peter Quince, leader of the now mostly female Mechanicals, becomes Rita. This is a delightful comic turn by Lucy Thackeray, who leads her troupe through the play within a play and shows Shakespeare knew how to make a play go wrong with hilarious effect over 400 years ago. Cabaret artiste Meow Meow proves an inspired piece of casting as Hippolyta in Titania, a sultry and charismatic presence in Killer Heels and Leopard Skin Print. And she shows a nice touch for physical comedy as she struggles to divest herself of clothing in the passionate pursuit of bottom that's pure bedroom farce. The ideas come thick and fast, and while it's better to have a production with too many than too few, the result can be that not all of them hit the target, and that's the case here. By the time everyone launches into a rendition of David Bowie's Space Oddity, you start to wonder if this is quirky just for quirky's sake. To say this production of The Dream is not one for purists hardly covers it. Puck's closing "If we shadows have offended" speech will have quite a resonance with some. But Rice has started her tenure with a production that is never ever dull, and more often than not is laugh out loud funny. A Midsummer Night's Dream continues in repertory at the Globe until the 11th of September. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.